You can find anything on eBay, collectibles, cars, jewelry, real estate, and even the chance to make someone crazy with postcards. An auction that ended on Sunday offered the opportunity to mystify a friend or relative with unexpected and baffling correspondence from overseas. Brian Sack is the man behind this ad and a few others. He joins us from Tarnówka in Poland. That's a teeny village where he's ready to send the first postcard. Mr. Sack, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
So this idea of sending a postcard, where did this idea come from?
I've had these postcards for about 10 years ago, I guess, well, even longer. And I was going to get rid of them, and then I had an idea that I would maybe send them to some friends when I was over here and just mess around with them because I like practical jokes. And then I thought even better, I could actually make some money off of it.
So the postcards that you've had for a long time, what sort of postcards are they?
One was it's for the debut of Central Park West on CBS from 1995. I had another one from the Atlanta Olympic Games from 96 when I lived in Atlanta. I figured I needed to get rid of them.
So the idea is that you will write postcards to people you don't know and who don't know you.
Right. The winner of the auction will give me some personal details about their mark, the person who they wanted to target. So I know various things about, you know, what the name of their dog or where they grew up or where they went to school, things like that. And so I can kind of incorporate that into the rest of the postcard, which will probably be slightly insane. They'll go crazy trying to figure out who it is.
How much do you get paid for this idea? The auction is over. What was the winning
bid? The auction's over, and the final bid was
$415. $415. Well, that ought to buy you a few nice dinners.
Yes, it should, especially out here. I just got the notification that he actually paid me. I'm sure he's probably trying to find somebody who hasn't heard about it because it had about 220,000 views the last time I checked. So, of course, the challenge for him will be to find somebody who doesn't know what the internet is.
Or National Public Radio is.
Exactly. So preferably somebody who's a hermit.
This is not the first time that you've gotten creative with eBay ads, I gather.
It is not. I found the traditional eBay ad writing kind of boring, so I kind of spiced it up, and it became a hobby for me. I had an ad for leather pants I was trying to get out of my house. I think the ad was called the DKNY Leather Pants I Unfortunately Own, and that actually went up to about 3.4 million hits. It became so successful that I stopped actually doing eBay ads for a while because there was too much pressure. You can imagine that. But this was a nice re-entry into the market.
Brian Sack is the author of numerous eBay ads and also a book, In the Event of My Untimely Demise, it's called. Mr. Sack, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.